Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
So let's dive in and unpack this together.
Okay, first up, we're heading over to Poland. Archaeologists there, they've found these incredible 5,500-year-old structures. People are calling them Polish pyramids.
Right, though maybe not what you first picture. Mm-hmm. They're these huge trapezoid-shaped burial chambers. Some are massive, like over 600 feet long.
Wow.
Built by a Stone Age group, the Funnel Beaker culture.
Yeah.
You know, named for their pottery style. And these chambers, they faced the rising sun, marked by these enormous stones. Now, they didn't actually find bones in this specific dig, but the thinking is these were tombs for, you know, important people and communities that were otherwise pretty egalitarian.
So not kings exactly, but respected figures.
Exactly. And what's really striking, I think, is how this discovery kind of forces us to rethink, well, the whole narrative around pyramid building. It wasn't just Egypt or Mesoamerica.
Right.
It pops up independently. It suggests something deeply human about wanting to build these monumental things, maybe. Even way back then.
That really broadens the picture of the Stone Age, doesn't it?
Okay.
From ancient structures to, well, a very different kind of helper, a modern one. This story is about Ronin.
Ah, Ronin the Hero Rat. Yeah, in Cambodia. He's an African giant pouched rat.
And doing incredible work. Since August 2021, he's apparently sniffed out 109 landmines.
And 15 other explosives, too. It's his sense of smell. It's exceptional for TNT. And crucially, he's light.
So he doesn't set them off.
Exactly. It makes his work safe. Well, safer and just invaluable for clearing these areas that are still dangerous from past conflicts.
It's just amazing the potential for animals to help humans in such direct life-saving ways.
It really is. It makes you think, what qualities make an animal good at helping? And how do we value different kinds of, well, intelligence?
Good point. Maybe something to discuss, you know, other animal heroes or what unique skills different animals bring.
Definitely. Okay, shifting gears now from animal intelligence to artificial intelligence and how teens are using it.
Yeah, this Common Sense Media survey is quite eye-opening. It's found 52%, over half of U.S. teens regularly use AI companions.
Digital friends, basically.
Yeah.
Designed for supposedly personal and meaningful chats.
And the teens, they say the AI is always there. It doesn't judge. It validates them. You can see the appeal, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
But experts are naturally voicing some concerns, like could relying too much on AI actually get in the way of developing real-world social skills?
Like reading body language or navigating tricky conversations.
Precisely. Those messy but essential human skills. So there's this tension, isn't there, between the kind of predictable comfort of AI and the unpredictable growth from human interaction?
A really important balance to strike. Maybe ask students, how has tech changed how they connect? What are the upsides and downsides they see with AI friends?
A great conversation starter. Now, let's jump way back in time again to Antarctica, actually. Scientists in the UK are getting ready to analyze ice that is 1.5 million years old.
1.5 million years, pulled up from deep within the ice sheet. This isn't just frozen water, is it?
Not at all. It's like a time capsule.
Wow.
Trapped inside are these tiny traces of, well, everything. Volcanic ash, metals, pollen, spores, and crucially, carbon. It's a snapshot of Earth's atmosphere from, yeah, 1.5 million years ago.
Incredible. What are they hoping to learn?
Well, the big goal is to understand how Earth responded to high carbon levels back then, which is pretty relevant given that our current CO2 levels are the highest they've been in about 800,000 years, mostly from us.
So looking to the deep past to understand our present climate situation.
Exactly. Using Earth's history to maybe inform our future choices. What can the past teach us? You know, what lessons are frozen in that ice?
Makes you wonder what else from the past could help us make better decisions now.
Okay, now to a very current and very serious situation. The UN World Food Program is reporting on Gaza.
Yes, it's a deeply concerning humanitarian crisis that's unfortunately worsening. They report about 700,000 people, that's around a third of the population, are facing severe food insecurity.
A third. That's huge.
It is. And nearly 100,000 women and children are suffering from severe malnutrition. Getting aid in is extremely difficult, complex, and there are these conflicting reports about casualties at distribution points, too.
Just awful.
The UN's call is for an immediate ceasefire and completely unrestricted humanitarian access. It just starkly highlights the, well, the terrible human cost of conflict and the huge challenges of getting help to people in war zones.
It's tough to talk about, but so important. Mm. Perhaps a point for discussion is empathy. How can we try to understand what someone else is going through, even when their life is so vastly different? A very important question. And maybe also looking at how different sources report on complex situations like this.
Good point. Okay, let's end on a slightly different note with some wisdom from a sports legend, Walter Payton, the NFL great, nicknamed Sweetness.
Ah, yes. Great quote.
He said, "When you're good at something, you'll tell everyone. When you're great at something, they'll tell you."
Hmm. It really sums him up, doesn't it? Payton was known not just for being an amazing running back, the all-time leader when he retired, but also for his incredible work ethic, his humility, and his charity work.
The NFL's Man of the Year Award is named after him for that reason.
Right. And that quote, it captures something profound about, well, achievement versus true recognition. Mm. It suggests real greatness isn't about shouting from the rooftops. It's about dedication, impact, that quality that makes others recognize you.
It really makes you think about balancing personal accomplishment with, you know, humility. And what does greatness even mean beyond just raw talent?
Exactly. Maybe something to ponder is, what constitutes real greatness? Is it just skill, or is it also character, impact, service? How do those things fit together?
A powerful thought indeed.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive today.
We hope you'll continue the discussion and keep exploring these important topics. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.